Cheryl is Cheryl Lozinski, a director of the Orania City Farm Market, who's hopped on board the bus with us today. And gosh, we chatted a few times at various phases of lockdown, Cheryl, at various phases of what happens next and how do we keep afloat. Talk to us briefly about the journey you've walked in the last 5 months.
Yeah, and Pippa, what a journey it's been. My goodness. I mean, now I'm so relaxed. I kind of like the kind of atmosphere of just being in the world without any pressure. It takes the pressure off, you know, that takes the pressure off having to grow, having to employ more people. You just feel, let's coast for a bit and let's see this through, and then maybe we can think about growth in a year or two.
Yeah.
But right now, so in the beginning, it was like a bomb was going off, to be honest. We had to close the market, and we tried to find other ways to get beautiful farmers' produce to our customers. Yeah. And some of that worked and some of it didn't, and we lost money. And then I had a realization. I walked into one of the big supermarkets and I saw a beautiful big bottle of Coca-Cola on the shelf. And that was my light bulb moment, because I said to myself, but if they can sell Coke, why can't I sell cabbages?
Yeah.
And then I just said, okay, well, who gives me permission to open the market as an essential service? And there was blank faces everywhere.
Nobody knew.
I said, okay, I'm going to go to the police and I'm going to get them to read through my safety protocols. I'm going to get them to come to the market and I'm going to get them to see that we can operate safely. And on April the 25th, level 5, we opened the market. And we haven't looked back. We were at least able to open once a week. Then, you know, in level 3 or 4, we opened, I think it was 4 or 3, we opened on Sundays as well, so we opened twice. We haven't had to retrench anybody. We've kept all our farmers going. In fact, we're buying more from farmers than we used to. And, yeah, even though we're not getting as many people as we used to, the people that are coming are spending money.
Okay.
And they're buying and they're supporting local businesses, and it feels okay. It actually feels okay.
Your farmers, have the farmers themselves survived, Cheryl? I mean, obviously they've had you as a lifeline to keep selling some produce, but anecdotally, are you aware of any who haven't made it?
Our small farmers have done very well. They've actually done better, I think, a lot of them than when before lockdown, because there were various programs like Food Flow SA and others that have been buying a lot of vegetables from small farmers and supplying it to communities in need. And I think they've done very, very well. They're now getting back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them couldn't even supply me because they had so much business elsewhere.
Fantastic.
So that was a good thing. And now they're coming back to me again, which is fantastic.
So there's a sense of slow normalization, albeit very carefully and with strict compliance, obviously, with lockdown regulations. Interesting your comment about let's go with this, let's flow, let's be grateful for where we are before we start thinking about expanding again. I think a lot of businesses are struggling to just hang on by the edge of their fingertips. You're probably in a slightly more comfortable position than many.
Well, absolutely. I mean, everybody needs to eat. We know that. And food, you know, is a good business to be in right now, because if you don't have money, at least you're going to be in a position where you need to eat. So we're lucky. But I guess, you know, listening to Enver, the tourism industry hasn't been that lucky, and restaurants haven't been that lucky. So we sort of grateful every single day that we've managed to keep our business going. And now's the time for innovation. One has to just adapt, find other things to do, even in the interim. If you can't operate your tour buses, find something else to do with those buses, fetch school kids from school, take them home, do whatever you have to do for the next year, so that at least you keep yourself going. And tourism will bounce back. It is the most resilient industry I know of. We've had so many crises, from Ebola to water shortages and drought, and it has bounced back. This will take a bit longer because of other borders being closed, but in a year or two we'll be sitting on this bus and we'll be looking back and we'll be saying, wow, it's actually made us stronger. And now I say bring it on, because, you know, whatever you can throw at us, Eskom and power failures and water and no water, you switch on your tap sometimes here and there's no water that comes out. Just bring it on. Bring it on. We'll cope with the weather. We'll cope with the rain. We'll cope with the wind. We'll cope with no water. We'll cope with anything that comes at us. And it makes you a fighter. It makes you somebody who feels, okay, business is an interesting place to be in right now, and we're up for the challenge.
May we live in interesting times. I love the spirit of resilience. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck. The final question for our listeners who haven't yet come back, just remind us what days and times the markets open.
Okay, thanks so much. So we open on Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays we open 8:15, a little bit earlier, till 2, and then Sundays 9 till 3. Sorry, 9 till 2. My mistake.
Okay, 8:15 till 2 on Saturdays, 9 till 2 on Sundays in Granger Bay. I wish you could see it as it looks today with blue skies and a nice breeze keeping it cool. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Pepper.
Cheryl Lezinski from the Iranisk City Farm Market.